This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our second segment. We've got a really interesting guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Ananda Moore is a movie maker and also a homeopath, and she's made a really cool movie called Magic Pills about the virtues of homeopathy and also about some of the resistance to homeopathy that the medical model, the orthodox medical model, is really downloading on homeopathists, as well as other healthcare practitioners, other alternative healthcare practitioners. The movie kind of is a really accurate representation of what the medical model thinks about so-called alternative healing practices and alternative medicine practices. And we'll talk to Ananda at the bottom of the hour about her movie and about homeopathy in general. She's a homeopathist from Toronto, and she's also a movie maker. The movie's called Magic Pills, and if you're interested in taking a look at the movie, it is available on Amazon Prime, Magic Pills. You can also get it off her website, watch.magicpillsmovie.com, watch.magicpillsmovie.com, and we'll talk to Ananda at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, I especially want to hear what you guys think about this whole coronavirus thing that's going on. It doesn't seem to be winding down, actually. I was picking up my mail on Friday, and I ran into a guy who was wearing a mask, and we started to chat, and it turns out that this guy wearing a mask was a medical doctor. And I got intrigued, and I started talking to him, and I said, hey, what do you think of this whole stuff? He says, oh, it's real, it's dangerous, and he was telling me about how he's seen people. He's a hospitalist, this guy. He said he's seen people in the emergency room and in the hospital, and it's really serious, serious stuff. And, of course, I was being a little bit, kind of being cute with him, because I didn't want to tell him who I was. I just wanted to hear what he had to say. And he said to me, well, I hope you're not one of those alternative guys, and, and so I was trying to be really nice to him. I said, well, they haven't really seen the virus, Doc. He says, oh, yeah, we know it's an RNA virus. Well, they haven't actually seen it, Doc. Do you know that? Oh, no, well, we know it's RNA. We know that it's, they've seen the RNA. I said, well, they haven't seen the virus. Then he said to me something very interesting, which a lot of times you'll hear people who don't know what they're talking about say. He goes, well, what else could it be? That's exactly what this guy said. And as soon as he said that, I thought, well, you got to have this guy on the bright side. Because this what else could it be logic is really messing us up. This what else, we don't know, we've never seen the virus.
Harris, but what else could it be? All right, fine. If you want to have that attitude, that's great, but you don't want to construct public policy. You don't want to violate the Constitution of the United States. You don't want to stick people in their homes and lock them up. You don't want to shut down their businesses that they, in some cases, they've been building up for decades. You don't want to put people out of business, unemployment, and throw the economy into a depression based on, quote, what else could it be, unquote. And when I heard him say that, I said to myself, we got to get this guy on the bright side. And, of course, he agreed, actually. He said, yeah, I think I could be on the bright side. Well, next day, he must have gotten taken a look at who I was and at some of the stuff on the bright side. But he politely declined. He said to me in his text, he said, I think I'm a little bit too scientific for your listeners. This is what he said to me in a text. I'm a little too scientific. As if the medical model is the science, and everybody who disputes the medical model is not the science. Everybody who disputes the medical model is a quack. Everybody who disputes the medical model somehow has to be debunked. This is what Ananda Moore was confronting in her movie. The idea that homeopathy is somehow quackery because it's not, the medical model doesn't understand it. That it's quackery. It doesn't make sense to the medical model. Well, what else could it be? How could it possibly work? Because how could it possibly work? It's quackery. There's actually a guy in the movie who says that it's dangerous because people will fall for the quackery and they won't get real treatment. Real treatment, of course, meaning drug treatment and medical model treatment. This is what we face when we confront orthodoxy. This has always been the case. Whenever you confront orthodoxy, orthodoxy will treat you like you're a quack, like you're a whack job. Like you're a conspiracy theory. I love that term, conspiracy theorist, as if there's no such thing as conspiracies. And if you disagree with the mainstream, you are a conspiracy theorist. We're going to talk to Ananda Moore about her movie, but I thought that was kind of interesting, what I had to deal with this doctor. I'm thinking of, he has a Facebook page, so he's a public figure. I'm thinking of just, you know, giving you his name so you guys can take a look at who he was, but he actually was a nice guy. He's just hoodwinked. He's just brainwashed. He's brainwashed by the medical model. The what else could it be attitude is a classic case of non-scientific brainwashing. And that's just how it is. You know, some people are just not ready to hear things. Some people are just not ready to have their beliefs questioned. Remember, belief means beloved. People are just not ready to have their beloved ideas questioned. Now, I'm not saying I know what this whole thing is about, by the way. I'm not saying it's new technology and electronics and, you know, that it's a complete hoax. I don't know what it is. But I just know that if you're going to change public policy to the degree that we've changed it, if you're going to violate liberties that have been entrenched in the Constitution for 200 years, if you're going to compel people to do things like wear masks and social distance, if you're going to shut down businesses and force people not to go to work, you got to have more. You have to have more evidence. You got to have more solid footing than what else could it be? I'm not saying I know. I'm just saying we got to question. I'm not taking a position. I just say we've got to question things, folks. This is an information war that we're in. We are in an information war, and if you're not sure about which side to believe. If you're on the bubble, just think about this. Why is everything being censored? Why are alternative viewpoints being taken down? Why is the media in complete lockstep with this idea that if you don't wear a mask, you're threatening the public? All based on what else could it be? If you're on the bubble, just examine the evidence of hiding evidence. Why are people afraid of information? Why are people afraid of alternative ideas? If somebody is afraid of alternative ideas, that is not a scientific viewpoint. That is not a scientific position that they're in. Scientists examine all the evidence. Scientists ask questions, even uncomfortable questions. Scientists want their ideas threatened. Scientists look for cognitive dissonance. They want to see different ideas and then test those. Because that's how you get a good, that's how you find out what's true, is by constantly testing and constantly questioning and constantly hearing all of the information. I don't know what's true. I just know I want to hear all the information. I don't want anybody censoring my information. And I don't want anybody questioning beliefs based on, quote, what else could it be, unquote. That's what this radio program is about. It's about questioning beliefs. Always. always question, especially mainstream beliefs, especially Orthodox beliefs. All right, I'm Farm Suspend, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls just a moment. We've got Ananda Moore coming up at the bottom of the hour. Excuse me, Ananda is a homeopathist and a movie maker who's done a really interesting movie called Magic Pills, which is about not just about homeopathy, but it's about kind of the resistance, the entrenched resistance of the medical model to anything new. But homeopathy is not really new. Homeopathy's been around for a long time, and that alone tells you something. How could this supposedly quack science be around for 150 plus years or 130 plus years or so, and have all of these hardcore adherents, all of these people who really believe in it? Oh, there are homeopathists who've been treating people for decades. And why would they be treating people for decades if this stuff was just quackery? Unless you just say they're just evil, stupid people, which they're not. I have a lot of good friends who are homeopathists, and it's at least as effective as allopathy. And it's funny because they present homeopathy as either quackery or placebo effect, and the same case could be made for drug medicine. Placebo effect, the placebo effect is so significant when it comes to testing allopathic medicine that it has to be filtered out, or they have to attempt to filter out when they're filtered out when they're testing drugs. If you read Erwin Kirsch's book, The Emperor's New Drugs, he talks about some allopathic medicines, particularly antidepressants and psychotropics, as being almost all placebo effect. The benefits as being based on almost all placebo effects. In any case, we've got Ananda Moore coming up. Ananda started out as a skeptic herself of homeopathy, and then she herself had a transformational experience, and she became a homeopathist. We'll talk to Ananda at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls this segment, so hang tight. 844-236-6010 is our number. Real quick, from the journal Nature Communications, a combo of fasting plus vitamin C is effective for hard-to-treat cancers. This is according to a study from USC and the IFOM Cancer Institute in Milan. They found that a fasting-mimicking diet, also known as the ketogenic diet, could be more effective at treating some kinds of cancer when combined with vitamin C. Vitamin C is a powerful immune booster. The ketogenic diet and calorie restriction is also an immune booster, so it makes perfect sense. And this is just another example of how powerful so-called alternative therapies can be for dealing with health challenges that mainstream medicine cannot handle. Fasting and vitamin C is something you could do right out of the comfort of your own home. And the toxicity of fasting and vitamin C is zero, zippo, nada. There's no allopathic strategy that can claim a zero toxicity profile. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll talk to Ananda Moore at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your phone calls right now. Let's go to California and say good morning to Ruby. What's up, Ruby?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on?
Hi, so I was diagnosed with IBS about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And I was put on the low FODMAP, a gluten-free diet.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I have recently, reintroduced some foods and have definitely been feeling better. But I've been concerned about missing valuable nutrition from the low FODMAP diet. So I was wondering,
what are you doing exactly this low FODMAP? So you're not eating veggies? And by the way, let me just say this real quick for the listeners. FODMAPs is it's an acronym for sugars. Fructose, oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. Those are all various types of sugars that are found in mushy fruits and vegetables largely. So what are you avoiding exactly?
I can't have... Well, recently I've been having garlic and onions again, but I definitely haven't had any gluten since I've been...
You don't react to garlics and onions because they're very high FODMAPs.
I do. I do because it's so hard for me to find pretty much to eat out.
Yeah,
without
eating
garlic or onions. Yeah. But
it's really hard to eat low. It's really hard to eat low FODMAPs, right?
It's really difficult. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're cooking at home. But even then, certain ingredients have certain things in them. But I don't eat any legumes at all.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good idea. They're extremely high FODMAPs, plus they have lectins and other things in them. So legumes are a problem for everybody, not everybody, but a large number of people, even people who don't have full-blown IBS symptoms. By the way, IBS is not really a thing. IBS you know what I'm saying? It's just a made-up term. There's no disease called IBS. It's a bunch of, it's a syndrome. It's a bunch of things. Gas, diarrhea, bloating, cramping, skin. Do you have skin problems? A lot of people who have so-called IBS have skin problems. Like breakouts, acne, and that kind of thing. You don't have breakouts, though.
No, not really.
You're
not
lucky.
No.
You're very lucky. Because that could be the most hideous of the symptoms is people break out just all over. It's really, and plus it's a precursor to other things too, including cancer. So you really got to be careful with it. Here's the deal. Can you do cucumbers? Most people can do cucumbers.
Yes, I can do cucumbers.
Good. Can you do celery?
No.
You can't do celery?
No. I'm not supposed to, but when I did, I had a lot of stomach issues.
Okay, there's not a lot of FODMAPs in celery, but there is a fiber that can be a problem for people. So, and actually they may consider the fiber to be FODMAPs, I suppose. Have you tried digestive enzymes?
I have, but I think I need to get the longevity ones because I've been using.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to play with your digestive enzymes, Longevity or other brands. There's zillions of formulas. You want to keep playing with them until you find one that works. For celery, you want to look for something called cellulase, which is a cellulose dissolving enzyme. Cellulose in vegetables can be a problem for some folks. So you look for an enzyme called cellulase. Also, steaming your veggies sometimes helps. Also, pressure cooking your veggies. Have you tried that? Pressure cooking them using an Instapot or something like that? That can sometimes help.
I haven't tried steaming,
Yes. You have tried steaming? Okay, so and that didn't work, I take it. So you try an Instapot or some kind of pressure cooker. Now, you do want veggies, and I can understand what you're saying about being concerned not getting your nutrients because there's a lot of phytonutrients in veggies. Keep playing with them. Keep trying to find different ways of cooking the veggies. Keep trying to find veggies that you can use. Keep experimenting. You sound young, so you've got many years here. It's going to be worth it when you can find 3, 4, or 5 different veggies. The ones you really want to stay away from are the mushy ones, the fruits and things like okra, for example, or pears, apples in terms of fruits. Certainly nightshades are going to be a problem for you, and as you say, legumes. But the more watery veggies are the ones that you can usually handle. Cucumbers are my go-to for folks who have FODMAPs. And you might get sick of cucumbers, but it'll get you a lot of good things, including, by the way, structured water, which can be really helpful. So keep hunting. It's very frustrating. I got it. Keep hunting for veggies that you can do, and keep hunting for, number one, digestive enzyme formulas that work for you, quantities, doses of the digestive enzymes that work for you, and likewise with probiotics. Keep looking for brands that work for you, formulas that work for you, and then keep working for specific doses that work for you. And it's going to take some experimentation. You might have to experiment for months or even a year or even more, but it's going to be well worth it. Because when you find something that you could eat, you'll have a go-to food that you can always count on. Until then, it's just extremely frustrating, and I can totally relate to what you're saying. Hey, we got to go, Ruby. Thanks for your call. God bless you. Good luck with everything. Sorry for letting you on hold, guys. We got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Ananda Moore. Her movie is Magic Pills. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks are surging on Wall Street in morning trading so far. The New York Stock Exchange allowing a small group of traders back on the trading floor today after months of keeping them away because of the coronavirus pandemic. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ringing the opening bell this morning. And the president of the exchange, Stacey Cunningham, says,
"The New York Stock Exchange facade is the face of capitalism, and we can set an example."
The economic slowdown so far not impacting home prices. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index just out finds prices increased nearly 4.5% in March. Things heat up across the Southwest this week, temperature-wise, threatening to break daily heat records from Sacramento to Phoenix. Heat advisories already in effect. That heat will start shifting towards the east come Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A Christian organization hoping to help out in the COVID-19 ravaged Navajo Nation. As president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham spent Memorial Day yesterday in Window Rock, Arizona, the Navajo Nation capital. The son of famed evangelist Billy Graham says his organization is hoping to open a hospital in that region. Scammers are bilking Americans out of millions of dollars with coronavirus scams. The Federal Trade Commission reporting over 52,000 complaints involving nearly $40 million in losses, and that was as of May 21st. They say the average victim has lost nearly $500. The FTC says one of the top COVID-19 scams is a text message you get that says victims should click on a link to provide personal information so that they can get a government refund. The U.S. Air Force is now ending height restrictions to make way for more women in the service. Until now, pilot applicants had to be at least 5'4". The average woman is about 5'3". While the Air Force approved most height waivers, they do say they didn't want to discourage nearly half of the female population from joining up, so now each pilot will be screened and placed in an aircraft specifically chosen to fit their body measurements. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. We're still, we're still trying to get Ananda Moore. For some reason, we can't get a hold of her. I hope we can get her. Her movie is super, super cool and super interesting. Magic Pills, it's called. And if you want to take a look at it, if you want to purchase it, she's got it up on Amazon Prime. And she also has a website, which I'm trying to find here, where you can purchase the movie. And I encourage you too, if you're interested in homeopathy, or if you're interested in how the medical model manipulates information and manipulates ideas, you can watch the movie at watch.magicpillsmovie.com. Watch.magicpillsmovie.com. It's also available on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon Prime. And it's a very interesting movie, and it's also a very well done movie. I was quite surprised. Ananda is young. She appears to be in her late 20s, and she's a homeopathist. But her movie, which she produced and she directed and she wrote, is really, really well done. I have been a fan of home. At first, I was, and Ananda says this too. She was a skeptic of homeopathy, and I was a skeptic of homeopathy too. It just didn't make sense to me how you could get these dilutions. Homeopathy is based on medications that are extremely diluted forms of poisons, actually herbal poisons, and they're so diluted that you never get any toxicity. You're never getting side effects from these toxins, but you do get healing benefits, and you get healing benefits that I've witnessed myself. You get healing benefits that have been witnessed or described in the literature now for decades, since the late 1800s. In fact, homeopathy was considered to be such serious medicine that when allopathy became in vogue at the turn of the 20th century, allopathists were almost forced to allow homeopathy to have the same kind of credentials and the same kind of rights that allopaths do. And to this day, homeopathic medicine can make claims in a way that no other over-the-counter, non-legend or non-prescription medications or non-prescription treatments can. Homeopathic remedies can make claims. They were the allopaths were forced to allow homeopathists to be able to sell their medicines and to be able to make claims about their medicines, and that's because the stuff really works historically. As a matter of fact, from a historical perspective, homeopathy was incredibly successful in treating the Spanish flu in 1918. Now, it may be that we are sitting on a hidden gem. We're sitting on a hidden way of treating COVID, and we're just not taking advantage of it because we believe in allopathy as a culture. There was a comedian named Emo Phillips. I don't know how many of you guys have heard of Emo Phillips. You can YouTube him. He's a really, really funny guy from back in the 1980s, I believe. And he used to tell a joke. He used to say, "I used to think that my brain was my most important organ. And then I realized what was telling me that. Ha, ha, ha." The brain was telling him that. And it's kind of like, you know, that's a funny joke about the brain, but you could apply it to the medical model. I used to think that the medical model was all that and a bag of chips. I used to think that the medical model and allopathic medicine could solve anything. And then I realized, who was telling me that? The medical model was telling us that. Yet this pandemic that we're dealing with is a stark and blatant reminder that medicine is limited, that modern medicine can only do so much, and that so much is relegated to treating things heroically. You have a heart attack, you break your leg, you get hit by a car, you need some heroic treatment, that's when you want to count on a doctor. But as far as dealing with chronic long-term diseases, or as it turns out, viral infections, medicine is useless and helpless. And it's going to do more harm than good. On the other hand, the human body has evolved a healing system. The human body has evolved as a healing system. It's called the immune system. And if we understand how to leverage it and we understand how not to diminish it, we can take care of our own health business. And that's what my message is on the Bright Side. Take care of your own health business. You know, in the Middle Ages and in the Dark Ages, I should say, the church was the ancient version or the old time version of the modern medical model. The priests used to say, "Don't worry about God; we'll take care of it for you. Just give us your house and give us a tenth of your income." Today, the doctor says, "Don't worry about the food you eat. Don't worry about your immune system. We'll take care of it for you." When have you heard on CNN or on Fox News or anywhere in the mainstream media, where have you heard anywhere in the modern medical model anybody saying, make sure you're taking your vitamin C, make sure you're doing your zinc, make sure you're not eating McDonald's, make sure you're eating less food, make sure you're building your immune system with stress reduction and with exercise and with deep breathing techniques? These are all powerful and effective strategies. And while we're all focused on vaccines, we're sitting on a gold mine of immune-boosting strategies that can help us deal with what we're confronting. And the important point is not to rip on the medical model. It's not to rip on the media. It's not to rip on people who say, what else could it be? The important point is to take care of our own health business. We have been led to believe that we're not capable, just like in the old days, people were led to believe they were not capable of plugging into God. Today, we're led to believe we're not capable of plugging into our immune system. Today, we're led to believe that we are weak and that we are dumb and that we have to count on government and we have to account on doctors and we have to account on entrenched orthodoxy. And my friends, it's not true. And it's unfair. And it's mean-spirited. And the movie that Ananda Moore produced and directed and wrote is a classic example. It's a classic demonstration of the way the modern medical model condescends, patronizes, marginalizes, and dismisses any health strategies that they do not approve of, or you might say that they cannot profit from. But it's up to us as human beings, it's up to us as individuals to take control of our health, to take back control of our health. All right, we got Ananda Moore, homeopath and movie maker, and she's got a super cool movie. It's called Magic Pills. She travels around the world. She documents the versions of virtues of homeopathy during illness. It's a super cool and super well-done movie. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Ananda Moore. Hey, Ananda.
Hey, Ben. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thank you for your work. Are you considered a doctor of homeopathy?
I am not. We're not allowed to call ourselves doctors.
You're not, okay.
Anymore.
Okay, I didn't know that. Now, Canada is really, really, they're down on alternative health. It's awful. It's hideous what's going on in Canada. By the way, it's way worse than it is here in the United States. Nonetheless, you can still treat people homeopathically, correct?
Yeah, actually, right now, currently, I would say the situation for homeopathy is better in Canada than in the States.
Are you seriously? Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And then, by the way, your movie is so well done and so impressive. And I hate to say this, but we have to take a commercial break. I'm sorry we got you on late, but you're really job well done. In addition to being a homeopathist, you can definitely call yourself a movie maker because this thing is just a beautiful movie. For the listeners, you can get it on Amazon Prime. And what's your website real quick, Ananda?
It's watch.magicpillsmovie.com.
Watch.magicpillsmovie.com. Anybody interested in alternative health or homeopathy or how the medical model marginalizes alternative health, you really want to check this out. Watch.magicpillsmovies.com. It's also on Amazon Prime, Google Play, and iTunes. We'll be back with Ananda Moore, homeopathist and movie maker, on The Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Ananda Moore, homeopathist as well as movie maker. Her movie is WatchMagicPillsMovie.com. It's called Magic Pills. Ananda, you, like I, much as I did, started out as a skeptic until you had a personal experience with homeopathy in your travels. Explain how you transformed from being a skeptic to being so convinced of its effectiveness that you actually became a homeopathist.
It all starts with a personal experience, I think, for so many of us.
Yeah.
And I had studied about, homeopathy in university and learned about how ridiculous a notion it was.
Right.
And that stuck with me. And then when I was backpacking in India, I was traveling with a Sturman girl whose mother was a homeopath. And one morning I woke up crazy sick. And she came by and pulled some little pellets out of her little kit. And I humored her and took them. And next thing I know, I was feeling so much better. And it was so fast. It took just a few minutes. And I wasn't the only person who was sick in the place I was staying. And I realized that something had happened. And it opened my mind to things. And after that, I went to see a homeopath. And it really radically altered my life. I've been living with depression for most of my life. And at that point, the remedies he gave me slowly changed that dynamic for me.
Now, your movie is as much about how condescending and dismissive the medical model is towards homeopathy and other alternative practices as well, as much as it is about homeopathy. Talk a little bit about the doctors that you ran into. There are a couple really kind of condescending doctors. One guy from Yale really struck me as being condescending, talking about how if you fall for homeopathy, you might avoid the real treatments. Now, talk a little bit about this dismissive attitude that the medical model has towards homeopathy. Why do you think it is, and what people can do, what we as individuals can do about it?
Well, these doctors that I did interview for the film are actually continue to be professional skeptics. So I believe they're paid for their opinion. They're paid to be anti anything that seems natural or different or threatens the status quo of the allopathic medical model. And so it's, you know, I kind of call them pseudo-skeptics because they don't appear to be genuinely skeptical in my mind.
They're paid to be skeptical.
They're paid to be skeptical. And do I believe they're skeptical? Yeah, my interview with Joe Schwartz, I think he was quite authentic and genuine in his belief. He talked about how homeopaths, you know, they're good people and they intend to do good in the world.
They're cute. They're sort of sweet people, nice people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But he used a term. Joe Schwartz used a real ugly term that just got me. And I know his work. I've read his books, Joe Schwartz, and he writes a lot of books, skeptical books. But he used the term scientifically bankrupt, and that's what he said. I found it so offensive because it's so not true. And if anybody just listens to him and doesn't do their own research, they're going to think that he's an authority and the fact that homeopathy works is based on scientifically bankrupt arguments. But that's not true. There's all kinds of science.
It's absolutely not true. And if you look at the literature and the scientific and medical literature, most of it will tell you that homeopathy is effective. We've got several meta-analyses, and the majority say that homeopathy is quite promising. There's some that say that the higher quality the study, the more likely it is to be positive as well. We do have a failure in some of the research in that a lot of research takes place in a way that doesn't have what we call external validity, which means that they do the study in a way that doesn't actually match how homeopathy is practiced. So it would be like doing a study on an antidepressant for cholesterol, and then when there's no results saying that conventional medicine just doesn't work.
Okay, so two questions. What about the placebo effect? Now, do you consider the placebo effect to be a reason not to use something? Do you consider the placebo effect to be just another valid form of therapy? Because a lot of what people say, a lot of the naysayers and the skeptics say about homeopathy, it's based on the placebo effect. What's your take on that?
I love that question. I believe in placebo effect. I think we understand so little about what it actually means and how it actually works. And there's notions that placebo is actually a level of quantum entanglement, which means that as soon as you've created a study group and you're perceiving it, you're observing it, that it affects the outcomes. I think placebo can be very powerful. Even if you tell people they're taking placebo, it can work. So is it bad medicine? Not if it works. But we have so many studies that show that homeopathy is better than placebo and works beyond the placebo effect that I think it requires a second look.
Are there studies that filter out the placebo effect or the control for the placebo effect that show homeopathy works?
Yeah, there's lots of them. So you mean like a randomized controlled trial?
Like a double blind.
Yeah, we have many of them. We have lots of trials that are just basic science in vitro, looking at the response of, for example, mast cells, which are immune cells that produce a response when there's an allergy, for example. So we can see in vitro, in a vial, when a homeopathic remedy is applied, that it mediates the response of those cells. And we've had thousands of those basic science trials that can even differentiate a homeopathic remedy from a placebo. There is something there, and there is something different in them, and they affect cell lines, and they affect how water acts, and they will affect different chemicals. So we know there's an active force working there beyond when there shouldn't be a placebo effect. We also have trials on plants. We have trials on animals where supposedly there shouldn't be a placebo effect either. We do have a lot of that science available.
So when Dr. Novella says there's no documented evidence and he's dismissive of what he calls placebo effects, he's just flat out wrong.
He's just flat out wrong. It's not even wrong. It's just a lie. And that's what I think I've tried to put across in the film. I was interviewed, for example, by a very respectable magazine here in Canada called The Walrus. And they published that I didn't give them any studies that were published in peer-reviewed journals, when in fact I had given them three studies from peer-reviewed journals. And when I challenged them on that, they said to me, well, these weren't randomized placebo-controlled trials, so therefore no medical journal would have ever published them.
And even, just, even
that's
worse.
That's not true.
But
and
even worse.
Shows you that these people who know nothing about medical sciences are trying to tell people, the general public, how to think about those sciences.
Right. Even worse in the movie, but by the way, for the listeners, this whole episode is in the movie. The guy says, we're trying to craft a narrative. He says,
yeah.
We're doing this intentionally because we're trying to craft a narrative that homeopathy is bunk and that you're a quack. Basically, he didn't say that.
Basically.
He said that and he admitted it, which means people, listeners, you have to be very careful when you read something. There's a narrative that's being crafted for you. There are gatekeepers that are controlling the information you see to make you believe something. And that's, it's really, the movie is more about how we have to really put on our galoshes and wade through a lot of baloney information when we're making decisions, and how it's really an information war out there as much as it's about homeopathy. And I'll tell you, Ananda, the job you did on this movie is so, it's just such a well done piece of work, and I was amazed. I was really blown away, especially you seem so young and you're not a movie maker really, but you did a heck of a job with this movie, Magic Pills. What do you want? What's take home message? Last thing you want to say? We've got about a minute here.
Yes, the take home message is kind of what you said. We have to wade through all that data and information. We have to think critically. And sometimes what at face value may seem absurd actually has a lot behind it and requires a second look. And so I encourage people to watch the film. You know, we have lots of stuff on our website, lots of science, really interesting articles. I think lots to dig into at magicpillsmovie.com. So I encourage people who haven't tried homeopathy, who are curious about it, looking for alternatives, to check it out.
Good deal. Thank you so much, Ananda. Thank you for your work. Watch.magicpillsmovie.com. Watch.magicpillsmovie.com. The movie is Magic Pills. Ananda Moore, thank you for being on The Bright Side. Best of luck.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Awesome. The movie is movie's Magic Pills. I highly recommend that you watch it if you're interested in how the medical model marginalizes and dismisses alternatives to the ultimate detriment of our individual health, of the health of human beings. The movie is Magic Pills. The website is watch.magicpillsmovie.com. It's on Amazon Prime, on Google Play, and on iTunes as well. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.